Okay, everybody say. Being the parasha, towards the end of the parasha, of the Dol parasha, discusses the war that was waged against Midian. And the pasuk says as follows: Pasuk Vayitzvu al Midian kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe v'agu kol zachar. They gather to battle, or they fought against Midian. Kasher tziva Hashem Moshe, like Hashem said to Moshe, and v'yaru kol zachar. Okay, and they killed all the male members of Midian. What does this mean by Yitzvah Midian Kasher Tziva Hashem Bitzav Moshe? So it's actually a peculiar pasuk, because we don't find Hashem Bitzav Moshe too much of, well, we do say, Nekon Uyas Meis Midianim. So that's all it says. So what does it mean Kasher Tziva Hashem Bitzav Moshe? So in the Sifrei, it says as follows. The Sifrei says there are different gears in the Sifrei. On the puzzle, it's Ulam Bijan, it says Hikifua, the Gersa the Ramban has, and the entire Gem Yonasan has this as well. I just thought maybe if anyone has a Chumash could see in the Targum. Vishayalun al Mijan Akfua Mitlas Trigunaha. They surrounded it from three sides, the way Hashem commanded the Moshe. This is at least many Rishonim have the Gersa, it's not as Arsifrei, has hikifu me arba ruchuseha. They surrounded Midian, they encircled it. They besieged him on four sides. Reb Nosson Omer, no, Noslam ruach revius kadesh yibruchu. They gave him a fourth, an opening, four sides. Anyone who wanted to escape could escape. The way the Ramban, the Sefer Mitzvot, will get the Ramban shortly. The other quotes the Sifrei. Apparently, this is probably what Targum Yonasan is referring to. Is that it says Sifrei darshu b'sifrei hikifu and bishalosh ruchuseha. They surround from three sides. In other words, again, it wasn't a full siege. And according to this version of the Sefer, Umnasan is elaborating. He's not arguing. And he's saying that, and the language in the Ramban is Teinlam, as opposed to Arizal, which is Nasalam, which is descriptive. It's Teinlam. It's telling you proscriptively that you should leave a fourth side open, Kadesh Yivrichu, so that they can escape. Oh. Why is the Ramban talking about Sefer Mitzvahs? Because, as follows, because the Ramban says that this is a Mitzvah Doros. This Sifrei, Teilam Yishivrichu, wasn't just meant to be what the obligation was at the time of the war against Midian. Why was there anything special war against Midian? The reason for the Sifrei is as follows. Says Ramban in the Mitzvah HaChamishis that the Rambam left out. The Rambam, at the end of the Sefer Mitzvahs, where both in the essays and Los essays, where the Ramban lists the mitzvahs the Rambam, he thinks, in his opinion, the Rambam omitted. So the Mitzvah HaChamishis, the Mitzvah say, he says the Ramban, Shnitz Tavinu Kishenatsur al Ir Loniach Achas Menaruchos Beli Matzor. Is it Tzivu Ladoros? That when we besiege a city, we have to leave you can't fully besiege it. You have to leave one side open without part of the siege. Shem yirtu levroch yelam derech lanus misham. So they want, they can escape. That's the Ramban. We'll see more of the Ramban shortly. And skip a few lines. And he quotes the Sifrei as a source. So the Rambam quotes this halacha, but doesn't have it in the mitzvah. The Rambam also thinks it's halacha deris. The Rambam hilchos melachim. Eric Vav Alocha Zayin says, "Kishitzarim al ir latofsa ema kivus am arba ruchuseh al mishal." You only surround them three sides, not from four sides. Umaniche makom levroach, and you leave open a location for people to escape. Ulamisha wrote for yola nafsho, and for anyone who anyone wants to run for his life. Shenemar, what's the pasuk in this week's parasha? That this kasher tziva Hashem is Moshe, the extra phrase, the pasuk says kasher tziva Hashem is Moshe, alluding to some other detail of the war that's not explicit in the psukim. Chazal had a mesorah, that's this halacha, the halacha that you can't fully besiege a city. That was the way they were instructed the five Midyan. That's Din L'Doros. Both the Rambam and the Ramban call this as a Din L'Doros. The Rambam, however, does not count this in Sefer HaMitzvos, and the Ramban does. And we'll see possibly there's another major difference as well. But we'll start with this difference. Why would you count in Sefer HaMitzvos? The Ramban thinks it should be counted, and the Rambam does not. Now, there are a number of possible interpretations, which are not exactly explicit in the Pasuk. It's not written B'lash and Sivri. It's written, there's an allusion to the fact there was such a Sivri. So it could be there's a Minna Mitzvahs issue here. The Meshach Chochma thinks it might be totally on what the reason for the mitzvah is, or what's behind the mitzvah. If you look at the Ramban, the truth is he gives two suggestions. So it can't be 100% telling. But the Ramban says, what is this mitzvah? This is some strange, why is it that you can't fully besiege a city? So the Ramban says two things. First, he says, It's a midos halacha. The Ramban Kayadua thinks many mitzvos in the Torah, many surim after, are to ingrain certain positive character traits within us. He says this is true as well. We're fighting a war against our enemies, so we're certainly not going to give in, in a way that hurts us. But we're allowing them an opportunity to escape. It inculcates in us a certain degree of rachmanus, even with enemies, that allow the opportunity to flee. Then the Rabban says, "Uvo o tikkun." There's another benefit. Sheniftach on Pesach shivchu voyis lasku l'krasenu. Says the Ramban, another benefit, and this is in our interest, that sometimes when an enemy, their back is against the wall, and they have no escape, they're desperate, and they might fight harder. If they see if they have an escape and they're struggling in the battle, they just leave. They can't leave. They're going to redouble their efforts. So Meshach Chochma, you write that you find that history like that very often. It says, "Kasher yadua bekoros ha'itzim." Says Meshach Chochma, you learn history. You see, shekamavam godel ayish ha'itzu chagot. Very often, from the straits of desperation, come the most outstanding victories. So says Meshach Chochma, he thinks it might be totally on this. Whether you count them in the mitzvah, should it might be totally on this. These two tzadim. Again, in the Ramban itself, Ramban thinks they're both true, but if you think of like the Ramban's reason, or at least also like the Ramban's first reason, go with a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah like Shulchan Khan. It's a mitzvah like other mitzvahs. The Torah with Mechayivas to act with the Rachmanus in certain, or to inculcate within ourselves a certain degree of Rachmanus, to act with the Rachmanus towards certain people. And one of the mitzvahs is to act with the Rachmanus towards our enemies during the war, not to submit to them in any way, but in allowing them to escape. But if it feed the Rambam, I'm sorry, if feed the other reason, so it's a detail of fighting the war. He was just instructing them, this is a good policy, how to fight a war. We're supposed to fight a war to win. Any mitzvah milchama fight, we're supposed to, there already is a mitzvah in the Torah of milchama. Milchamas Roshos, there are specific mitzvahs in the mitzvah, so different milchamas mitzvah. So this is just a detail of how you fight. Telling the Kosh Baruch Hu, you should know, the best way to fight is this way. So it's not a separate mitzvah, it's a prat in how you fight. So that's why it's not kind of min the mitzvah. That's the Meshach Chochma's suggestion. This nekuda possibly relates to, well, maybe another machlokes Rambam Ramban. Sounds like machlokes Ramban. Mechas Chinuch more or less says this. The Ramban, I didn't read the whole Ramban before. Now I'll read the end of that paragraph of the Ramban, all in, again, Sefer Mitzvahs. Says the Ramban, Ve'ein zo mitzvah shah b'midyan. It's not simply a mitzvah that was only at that point in time, because after all, both the Rambam and the Ramban think that mitzvahs shah, or purely mitzvahs shah, purely mitzvahs that are temporary in nature or limited to a certain period of time, aren't counted in the mitzvahs. Avli mitzvah doros b'chol melchemes arishos. Says the Ramban, it's a mitzvah doros in all melchemes arishos. Implication being that it's not true with melchemes mitzvah. In the Chemes Mitzvah, there is no halacha of leaving an opening for people to escape. In the Rambam, that clause is not mentioned. And the implication is the opposite. The Rambam, in Perek, Hey, if Hilchos Melachim introduces us to Melchemes Mitzvah, Melchemes Roshos, in the beginning of Perek Vav, he says, Einos Melchama Adam Ba'olam Acha Koromo L'Shalom, Echa Melchemes Roshos, Echa Melchemes Mitzvah. He's talking about the Ram Shita is, as Ramban, it's not like Rashi, that the mitzvah described in Parashat Shoftim to first begin a war by offering peace, not exactly the right word, offering them to surrender under with certain conditions, conditional surrenders, applies to both Mechemes versus Mechemes Mitzvah. And he gives you all sorts of halachos which are equally applicable to Mechemes versus Mechemes Mitzvah. And then he says, he doesn't say only Mechemes Rishus. In context, there's no reason to get only Mechemes Rishus. So, Michas Chinuch says, the Pashup Shandi Rambam, is that it is only, even true Mechemes Mitzvah. Ah, why would you choose Mechemes Mitzvah? So, why would you choose only Mechemes Rishus? Why would you choose even Mechemes Mitzvah? So, Michas Chinuch himself says, it could be he doesn't connect this to the Mechemes point, but the Michas Chinuch, at the end of the Sefer, where he goes through the mitzvahs that the Ramban commented on the Rambam. So he says, maybe it's one of those two reasons. If the reason is not b'chem loy moyveinu, so mechem is mitzvah, and mitzayin amin, so it's also chayek on the shama. It's supposed to kill him, but there's no, it's a mitzvah to let them escape. It doesn't seem to make any sense. It's also chayek on the shama. But if the reason is, adrabah, the reason is that it's instructions how to best wage battle, how to best wage war. So fashesach shupan mechemes mitzvah. That's just after that's the machlekes. He says that's a chiddush because who says make up? We don't know the timing, so we're going to make up the timing. We're going to have nafka mitzvah based on it. But he says ladin of nira do agam mechemes mitzvah in chiluk. He says he would if up to him he would say it applies even to mechemes mitzvah. Why should any makar mechalat mechemes mitzvah? Because you come up with a svara. It's a din that applies equally. But Lamaisa, the Ramban does imply strongly that's only for Mechemes Rishus. Now, we just gave a svara for it. Why should it apply only to Mechemes Rishus or even to Mechemes Mitzvah? But the truth is that the source is Mechemes Midyan. So this Mechas Chinuch points out as well. They said L'chayra. He says, Lo yadati mil, has the Ramban know it's all Mechemes Rishus? Came the Afimi Midyan Ladoris? Umechemes Midyan, I saw Mechemes Mitzvah. I'm King Gam Mechemes Mitzvah, I didn't King. He says, I don't understand. How can Ramban say it's a Mechemes Rishus? The whole story is a Mechemes Mitzvah. This was a mitzvah. Because Baruch Mitzvah, the Jews to fight against Midyan. So it's a Mechemes Mitzvah, so Fashay Tzuchel applies to Mechemes Mitzvah. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. Oh. So Kanira, the Ramban doesn't think Midyan exactly has the same halacha as Mechemes Mitzvah. That's what it seems. And the truth is, this is not, the Ramban makes this point in a few places. The Ramban, in his Perush on Chumash, talks about what exactly were they supposed to do with Midyan. So it's very unclear in the Pesukim. And I want to say some of this Ramban and then go back to more of it. Hashem tells Moshe Menu, be no came from the Midyan. What do? They kill Kol Zachar. Moshe Menu gets upset. Like saying Hashem Klei Echoyo. So they end up killing the Taf and the Taf Banashim, but Taf Banashim, Eloyo, the Mishkav Zachar, they could keep under three. Fine. So were they right? Were they wrong? What were they supposed to do? What should they have assumed? What were they supposed to do? What was Moshe Rabbeinu upset about? So Ramban discusses this. And the end of that paragraph, end of the shtickle, he says, now where to go? Oh. Yeah. He quotes another line from the Sifrei. The Sifrei says that when Pinchas responds to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu gets upset with him, so the Sifrei says, Amar la Pinchas Rabbeinu, Kashem Shiv Katani, Kachasinu. Pinchas says, I don't understand what you want from us. We did exactly what you asked us. So, in terms of what? So the Ramban has a few perushim, but the Ramban says he thinks it could be the Pshat that is. Efshar Lafarish. Sha'amar lo Kashem Shiv Katanu Mehar Sinai, Bedina Torah, Kisakravel Ir, Kachasinu Bahem. Well, Moshe, Katan Nashim Magdol, we were in the Nation of Hosef Kozarcha Batafor Nakam. Says the Ramban, maybe what the Pshat in the Mesifra is that Pinchas was saying it's a pasuk in Parashat Shoftim. Pasuk in Parashat Shoftim, which okay, wasn't printed yet. It wasn't printed in Parashat Shoftim, but Parashat Shoftim says when Kisgav and Chaimalel. Well, that's the pasuk of Elsashkus, but the continuation of Parashat says that you're supposed to you kill the Zachar. That's what you do when you fight a war. You kill the Zachar. So we did exactly what you said. Now that pasuk is talking about Mechamas Rishus. The Sefer there points that out. Rashi quotes it. The whole that Parashat of killing only the Zacharim is only B'mechamas Rishus. The Pesukim are saying that. So the Ramban is saying, the way he's reading the Sifre, is that Pinchas extrapolated in absence of clear instructions, seemingly, the Gedarim of B'mechamas Rishus, and applies it to the B'mechamas Midjah. I should, one more place is also in Sefer Mitzvahs. This is in the Sharashim. In Shoresh Gimel, I believe, the Rambam says you only don't count mitzvahs that are Noah, they should only count mitzvahs that are Noah Gledoros. And one of the objections he asked the Bahag is that the Bahag counted, I'll find it right now for a second. Trumas HaMechas, also this expression. The Ramban counts the Bahag counts in the Doros of Trumas HaMechas. Trumas HaMechas was described in the Parashas Matos, that they took a tax, a percentage, from the booty that was collected and gave it to the Kohen Levi. So the Ramban tries to defend the Bahag. Says, not to convince the Bahag, right, but defends what's the Bahag talking about. Of course it's true. Ramban says, if you count mitzvahs, that were all in the midbar, every mitzvah, you have many, many more entire mitzvahs. So the Ramban tries to defend the Bahag. So when it comes to a specific example he quotes, he gives defense of why those mitzvahs have some application of Doros, or one could argue that. He says, when it comes to Trumas HaMeches, says the Ramban, Ulai Soiver Baal Halachos, the Parashas Trumas HaMeches, maybe the Bahag, when it comes to Trumas HaMeches, holds, she Parasha Malamedes L'Doros, it's a parasha that applies for perpetuity, B'chol Melchemes Harishus, L'Hakim V'Babiyon Trumal Hashem, any Melchama Rishus that you have to give a donation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabban is also called Melchama Rishus. He's saying it's Din L'Doros in the Bahag of Trumas HaMeches, which is learned from Melchama Midjan and applies Doros to all Melchama Rishus. So Rabban has a certain consistency here, and then Rabban seems to think that Melchama Midjan should have a Din of Melchama Rishus. By the way, I neglected to mention before, the Radvaz, his parish, on his comments in the Rambam, he thinks the Ram doesn't really disagree. When it comes to he says he thinks that of course if you have Mechamez Ayin Amim, you have to kill everybody. Of course, you have to leave open. You can't don't leave open a foresight. He must be talking about, says the Radvaz, Ayoros or Chokos, all the Shiva Amim. Of course, again, the Ram seems a Ramim. That's the Radvaz's position. Some Achronim like the Mechas Chinuch say seems Ram doesn't sound that way. But again, part of the Mechas Chinuch's argument is it should be like that because the Mechas Mechamez Midjan. Yet the Ramban is calling him Melchemes Rishus in a few places now. There's one more place in Rishonim where we seem to find possibly that Melchemes Midjan is considered a Melchemes Rishus. And that's a Ravid. This is Nogei Alub we talked about last week. In Perek Zayin of Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam says, Echem Melchemes Mitzvah Melchemes Rishus, the Lachem Meshuch Melchama. The Manim Kohen is Abel Amashas Melchama. Says the Rambam that the halacha of Mashuach Muhammad applies both to Mechemes and Mitzvah and Mechemes Rishus. Now the problem with that is that Mechemes Mitzvah, generally, classic Mechemes Mitzvah at least, Shiva Amim or Amalek, the Mishnah says in Saita, Mechemes Mitzvah doesn't have the exemptions of all people who go home in Muhammad. All people who go home is anyone who just planted a vineyard, anyone who just got married, all those people who get exempted are not excused from Mechemes Mitzvah. So that's part of the Mashuach Muhammad's whole speech. So what is it going to say in Melchemes Mitzvah? Mm. So the Ravid says Efsher, he's not sure. Could be he's right. Leo's in Ayirach of Avchem. He's talking about maybe the first sentence he says that don't be afraid. That mitzvah, that's part of the speech he'll make for Machamas Mitzvah too. Aval in Shair Chos from Melchama doesn't apply to Machamas for Shos. Machamas Mitzvah applies to Machamas Shos. It's Efsher. He's not sure. And some of the Achronim point out, I think the Prichodosh in his parish Nachayim says he thinks the Ravid Baker holds that there's no Meshulch Melchama when I buy Machamas Shos. He says you can just buy Machamas Mitzvah. I'm sorry, you can justify the Rambam. By in terms of, it's impossible, doesn't make any sense. No, the role, if there is a Meshulach Melchama and Melchames Mitzvah, then the role of Meshulach Melchama would be to say Ayirach Levavchem. But Efsher, you could say that, but it's not convinced, the Rabbi's not convinced it's true. So there are some Ayach writes, where the Ram get it from? Pashut, the Gemara says in Saita that Pinchas was a Meshulach Melchama in this war. So we're talking about the Melchames Mitzvah. So if you see before that there's Meshulach Melchama, Melchama's Mitzvah. That's the Mokav of the Rambam. And the Raver didn't know that. The Gemara says, Pinchas is Meshulach Melchama. So Chor is the favorite. So what does the Raver do? So could be, the Raver thinks, like the Ran, that this has, that for some reason, we haven't explained, that Melchama's Mitzvah has Allah of Melchama's Meshus. Oh. Then the question is, how would you explain all this? So, Let's try a few suggestions. Suggestions that we might be able to bring up. One is, and this doesn't answer everything. This would work with our advice actually, and would explain the initial issue. The initial issue was that we discussed was the Meches Chinos Taina of how can Rabban say that the mitzvah Vayitzbo Mejanka Asher Tziv Hashem is Moshe, which is to leave open a fourth side, applies only to Mechamas Rishos, the source of Mechamas Midja. So why would it apply only to Mechamas Rishos? So you have to first distinguish that there's that the terms may not always mean the same thing everywhere. Most the classic examples of Mechamas Mitzvah are the Marshes and Sota Mechamas Yeshua Lech Bosh Aretz, and Mechamas Amalek. Okay, so in those cases, the battle, the rules of the battle are to wipe out everybody. Fine. So I understand the Svara to say that you don't leave anything open because you have to kill everybody. What were the instructions here? This goes back to talking about before. What were the instructions? What was he supposed to do? What was Moshe, what were Klai Yisrael supposed to do in this battle? So the Ramban in the Bini in Perei Shal Torah has a suffix. What exactly were the instructions? He says the Ramban, if you need Moshe lo tzivo son ma'yasu, like Amar lem laseis nikmas Hashem b'midjan. He didn't know what to do. He just told them, take Nikom against Midjan. V'choshav shol yesh iru b'em saridu polik k'nikmas ha'molik n'kashir azam. So first he says, he presumed that the best way to take Nikom, Hashem says, Nikom against me yisom midjanim. Moshe says, what's the nikmas Hashem? He assumed that at least what they would do is follow the model of Mechamas Amalek, Mechamas Ayin Amin. That's Nikmas Hashem. So they would have wiped everyone out. And then when they didn't, he got all upset. And then he decided, okay, there wasn't a specific tzivui, so he was Meichel certain things at the end. So apparently, I guess it wasn't absolute chiv, but at least he thought that the appropriate mahalach should have been to fight and wipe every, destroy entirely the same way you fight at Zayin Amim and Amalek. They says, we talking Och Shinomar? No, maybe not. Ki Moshe Nitztavet Soros HaMijanim Unakom Nek Mas B'nei Yisrael. And he wasn't planning on wiping them out at all. There was no tzivah to wipe them out. There was to give Nekom Mas means to take Soros, it fits with the word Soros HaMijanim in Parash Pinchas, which makes Soros for them. It wasn't make Soros for them. He said, give them, like bandits, make tzaras for them. Seal the water supply and destroy the crops. Make life miserable. That's their vengeance. So they're totally different. They weren't meant to destroy. There was certainly no chiyuv to destroy everybody. And it says Ramban that developed into a war, but that war had no chiyuv of absolute destruction. So in terms of that detail, of whether or not there was a parallel to the Zechariah called Neshama. So the Ramban doesn't seem to be sure about that. So if you think there wasn't, if you think there was never a tzivah to destroy everybody, so then the distinction between Mechemes Mitzvah, Mechemes Roshus, that let's say the Lashon, the Rashi used in Parash Shoftim, that or Parash Kiseitze, we have a fast Torah. Now when it comes to Mechemes Mitzvah, you kill everybody, it comes to Mechemes Roshus, you don't. That depends. Certain kinds of Mechemes Mitzvah, not this kind of Mechemes Mitzvah. So Memela makes sense. So the Ramban is saying that when it comes to leaving open, he might agree. Yeah, about that. And the Ramban's agreeing. Then when it comes to leaving open the four side, yeah, of course you have to leave open in a Mechemes Mitzvah in which you have to kill everybody. But Midian wasn't a Mechemes Mitzvah to kill everybody. So if it wasn't Mechemes Mitzvah to kill everybody, now when else do you have such a thing? So Ramban says, you don't really have something else like that. So the application has to all the Mechemes Rishos. Any other Mechemes, you have to kill everyone. That's the din. So that would explain that particular issue, the issue of, again, this halacha of leaving on the fourth side, and how the Ramban says doesn't necessarily apply to Mechemes Mitzvah. It doesn't really explain Trumas HaMeches, like why would Trumas HaMeches not apply to Mechemes Mitzvah? If this is for purpose of Trumas HaMeches, there should be a Mechemes Mitzvah. For purposes of Meshuach Mechama, Chosem Mechadro Kalam Mechupasa, there should be a Mechemes Mitzvah. And if Raiva thinks that's Mistaber, that when the Meshuach Mechama can't give his whole speech, there's no din, there's no chiv that Meshuach Mechama, then this should be like a Mechemes Mitzvah. It's also a little of an ara why Pinchas assumed, the way Ramban says to Sifrei, that the model should be a Mechemes Rishos, not a Mechemes Mitzvah. It's not as clear. So it could be, I'm wondering if you could say a few passages as far as why. Not take too long. Of that may be in principle, this was basically a mitzvah to have a Mechemes Rishos. What do I mean? I mean that there's a tzura. When we talk about Mechemes Rishos, Mechemes Mitzvah, we don't only mean a Mechama that's Mechuyeves as opposed to Mechama that's not Mechuyeves. We also mean there's a different kind of Mechama. There's a kind of Mechama that's Mechemes Mitzvah, Mechama is Mechemes Rishos. It's done differently. Where do you see that? You see that famous in the Gemara according to one Tana. We probably don't pass like this Tana, but you do see a Makla in the Gemara. In the Gemara Masechta Sota, the Mishnah says in Sota Mendal and Beis, after talks about the Meshuach Mochama, he talks about the speech he gives, he says, it gives all the lachas who can go home. Who's excuse and says it's only with Mechemes Rishos. Mechemes Mitzvah, Hakol Yotz, Afil Chosim, Mechadra, Vakal, Mechupasa. And then you have Rehuda Shita. Rehuda Mechemes Mitzvah, Mechemes Chova, Yotz, Afil Chosim, Mechadra, Vakal, Mechupasa. So the Gemara has all the discussion of what does it mean, Mechemes Mitzvah, Mechemes Chova. So the Gemara leads rationally to the Gemara. What comes out from the Gemara is as follows. There's a something called Mechama Lim Ute Oivli Chodin Vlaisi Alai. The Sixth Day War. Right? You want to attack the enemies of the state from the outside before, so they don't attack us. So that, what is that? So says the Gemara, where Rashi means the Gemara, both Rabbi Huna and Rabban disagree as to whether you're going to call that Mechemes Rishos or Mechemes Mitzvah, but they both agree that people are Chozer Me'orcha Melchama. They both agree that the people who can be excused are Taka excused. So what's nafkamina calling Mechemes Rishos or Mechemes Mitzvah? The nafkamina is whether or not Oseg Mitzvah is part of a mitzvah. In other words, according to Behuda, you're doing a mitzvah. It's Oseg Mitzvah part of a mitzvah. But, and it's called Mechemes Mitzvah. But other people are still chosen Rechem Mechama. It doesn't have the halachos of Mechemes Mitzvah that everyone has to do it. That everyone has to participate the same way Zion Amun does, even though it's a mitzvah. Also, it's a pater min mitzvah. Lechora, I'm too involved now. But let's leave that for now. But that's the sounds of the Gemara. That again, it's called Mechemes Mitzvah on one front, in the sense that it's a mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah, it's also going to spot the mitzvah, but still doesn't have still is Mechemes Rishus in respect to the fact that not everyone is Mechuyav in the same way. Oh. More than that, More than that, it is, I have a strike. I spoke with this. I don't know if I ever spoke with the Shurim. The Gemara, and it's interesting. The Gemara in Sota says, what's an example of Mechamas Mitzvah? Mechamas Yeshua Lichbush. That's the Mechamas Mitzvah. Look in the Ram of the Parish Mishnayos and the Mishnah Sota. He says, Mechamas Yeshua to be Kovesh and Amalek. Fine, good, very good. That's Mestaber. If you look at Rashi and the Beim Seches and Hedron, that base, Rashi, the Gemara there says that. The Gemara there says that you need Bezner Shal Shivim Ve'echad to allow people to go to Mechamas Rishus. Says Rashi, Kol Milchama Kari Rishus Levad Mi Milchamas Yehoshua. Shalais Lechpash Eretz Yisrael. Every Milchama is Rishus except for Milchamas Yehoshua Lechpash. Strange Rashi. What do you mean? Milchamas Hamalek not? It's also Milchama. So, could be, but where's Rashi getting from? I think that's one point. Yeah, the Rashi is just quoting the Pasha and the Gemara, but he's just saying it's very much Bedafka. It's only sounds like that's the only thing that's called Mechamas Mitzvah for these halachos. For the halach of Kalamei Chubasa Mechasa Mechadro. And for the halach that you don't need a Bezer Shem Ve'echad, special category of Mechamas Yeshua Lechavosh Arts. So maybe the pshat like this. Maybe the pshat is, at least in terms of the Rashi, that there's a difference between a chiyuv to do something which Lamaisa forced you to go to Mechama, and a chiyuv to have what's officially a Mechama. Rashi might tell you that this gets, again, this is a big different topic. On whom is the mitzvah machias amalek? Is it the mitzvah on the tzibur? Is the mitzvah on kol yechidim? But if you take the approach that the mitzvah of amalek is practically is a mitzvah to get rid of amalek, every individual. Somebody shon chinuch says that b'feirush. If I see an amalek, I have a chiyuv to kill him. At least we know what the Rambam says. The Rambam, right, leaving it the Rambam doesn't say kvar av zichram, but the practically, you want to wipe out all the Amalekim, you're probably going to have to get everyone together and fight a war. But there's no mitzvah per se to have a Muhammad. Kibush Aretz, perhaps Rashi might be saying, is different, because Kibush Aretz has to be Kibush Rabbim. It has to be done by Klal Yisrael. And therefore, the way it has to be done was specifically to have a community Muhammad against Zayin Amim. You know, it wouldn't be enough if everyone on their own scattered out and killed one of the Zayin Amim, and maybe the Mekai Macharib Tachrimim, I don't know, but maybe that's why the Gemara's Lashon is Mitzvah Mechemes, and Rashi's Lashon is Mechemes Yeshua Lichbosh Eretz Yisrael. Then say Mechemes to kill the Zayin Amim. Because not to kill the Zayin Amim that's critical, it's the Kibush Aretz. Kibush Aretz needs this week's Parashat Mitzvah Yeshua Eretz Yisrael. Right? The Kibush Aretz requires Melchama. That's Mechemes Mitzvah. What Rashi might be saying is, again, there's a difference between a mitzvah, which, again, practically, when I'm going to war, I'm doing to fill a mitzvah, and a mechemes mitzvah. So even if you don't accept Rashi's limit, Zayin Amim, even if you say that it also applies to Amalek, it might not apply over here to mechemes midjan, for a number of reasons. First of all, who was Metzuvah to destroy the midjanim? That's also not so clear. Doesn't say that Berel B'nai Yisrael. Says, it's all Moshe. Moshe, you do it. The Lashon Ramban there is that who Roy Shas and Akama B'Sonei Hashem? It's right for him. And he gave cover to Pinchas to do it. Now, there are Chaim HaKadosh, a whole discussion about this. Was he supposed to tell the Jews? Was he mitzuvah to tell Klal Yisrael? Was Lamor? Was he mitzuvah to tell Klal Yisrael do it? Or no, he wasn't mitzuvah to tell Klal Yisrael do it. Hashem told Moshe man to do it. How he's going to have done it is his problem. But it was no tzivah to Klal Yisrael. Ramban the Orchaim has a few tzadim in this. So if you think the tzivah was on Moshe Rabbeinu, it was Moshe Rabbeinu's mitzvah. Avada, the assumption that wasn't necessarily Moshe was going to do it himself. He was going to Klal Yisrael would, and he would authority to have Klal Yisrael do it for him. But fundamentally, it was his mitzvah. And if you could done it, if the time Moshe was silent on his own, he's going to walk into Midian, wipe everyone out. Shine. So without any Gidrei Milcham, you know, the Durad. So could be fine. That would have been a Kiyum Nekom because I saw there was no dinner. Moshe would have decided not to do it. For whatever reason, decided not to do it. Sure, Moshe could have done it. Rechaim writes, of course Moshe could have done it if he wanted to. Not so obvious. He says, I'm friendly right now. Those are the words in front of me at the second. But he says that Teddy Moshe was a Gibor, right? He could have. Ain't a Dover Zark, Gibor Chayelev Hashem Be'ezra. Yeah, Yonos HaMetzal for the fish. He could have done. Okay, so he's done. Why that's what the Pshat in the Pasuk is. But so that's one Pasuk. So again, everyone was doing a mitzvah. Moshe asked them to do it and help him out. They were doing a mitzvah, but it didn't have a Melchemes mitzvah, possibly. That would have nafkaminas for whether the halachas of a Meshuch Melchama. Kal, there would be a tour of all the people who chose a Meshuch Melchama. And my nafkaminas for the halachas of Trumas HaMeches. Trumas HaMeches only would possibly only have the Melchemes mitzvah. It also could be that even if it was the mitzvah was to alter Klai Yisrael, again, as we're saying, based on that Rashi, it wasn't necessarily a mitzvah which had to be done through Tzuras Melchama. If they could have figured out a way to cause the Mijam to drop dead, it also would have been accomplished. I'll say like this. Rabbi Yaakov makes this comparison in different context, Jack Kamenetsky, but what are the halachas of Melchama and Irani Dachas? You know, what are the din of Melchama? Is it Meshuch Melchama? What is that going on in Irani Dachas? So it could be that Bechala is not within Melchama. But you know, there's Din Melchama over there. You have to make sure you have to kill the people in Dachas. There's probably no Kriya L'Shalom there. I'm sure not. So it may be there too that even if the Tzivu was to all of Klai Yisrael, there was no specific Tzivu that had to be done with the Surah of a Melchama of the nation of Klai Yisrael doing it. Possibly it did. I mean, you could argue that point. But it's not clear because the mitzvah was ultimately to make sure the Nikmas Hashem was taken care of. And maybe whatever Nikmas Hashem taken care of would have been fine. And if that's true, then it wouldn't have had a din of Mechames mitzvah. Oh, fine, maybe we'll just add one more point and then we'll... Just made a possible point. Let me add one. In the Rambam himself, the Lashon and the Chemesh and the Chemesh is going to be a little tricky because the Rambam has a third Melchemes mitzvah. There's a whole question where the Rambam got it from in the Gemara, but the Rambam in Perek Hey of Ilchos Melachim says there are three kinds of Melchemes mitzvah. There's Melchemes of Amim, Melchemes Amalek, and Ezra Shistrol Miatzar Shabalin. Ezra Shistrol Miatzar Shabalin. To help Jews from fight enemies. So, whether or not he passed like Yehuda in the Gemara, he passed like the Rishalmi, he different Shalom the Machlekas, he thinks that there's a difference between, based on Rishalmi, between the preemptive war or defensive war, whatever he got from the Gemara, not everything right now. But the Rambam has that idea. That's a Mechemes mitzvah. It's pretty clear the Rambam does not think that the din of if a person is fighting Ezra Shalom Yatzar Shabalim, is there a din you have to wipe everyone out? There's no such din. And it's not, it's Masham's notion, because in Perek Vav Halacha Daled, he talks about a difference between what he calls Mechemes Rishus Shimshar Umos, as opposed to Shiva Amen Vamalek. The Bechem is just Rishar Umos. Then there are, when you fight them, even if they don't surrender in advance, you fight them, you kill the Scharim Agdolim. But you don't kill Noshim Mektanim. But when you fight, that's Mechem is Rishus, Shehi Imshar Umos. If they don't make shalom, then you wipe them all out. Ram says you offer them to the possibility of surrender, then you wipe them all out. So you contrast that with Mechemes Rishus. Now, he's clear, I think, Shiva Am Amalek means not as a shalom yatsar. But the contrast, that he doesn't just say Medvarim Murim B'Mechemes, the Mechemes Yimshar Umos. It says Mechemes Rishus Shehi Yimshar Umos. Sounds like he has a use of a term Mechemes Rishus that is koilel all melchamos. He's being clear. It's not always. Sometimes, not always. Sometimes, certain melchamos rishus can be meant in contrast to shivan mamalek. And sefer mitzvah sounds like also because sefer mitzvahs. He says that in mitzvah mitzvahs, mitzvah kuf tzadi, I think. In Kuf Pei, he talks about Kuf Pei Zion. He talks about the mitzvah of killing Zion Amim. In Kuf Pei, Ches talks about the mitzvah of Hachras Zer Amalek. Kuf Pei talks about the mitzvah of Schiras Amalek. And Kuf Tzai says, "Tzivu shetzivanu amishpal shenosnal b'mochemes shara umos v'nikres mochemes arishos." And they give the rules are that you follow the rules that you offer them shalom. They don't do shalom. You kill the scharim. That's mochemes shara umos. And how about mochemes shara umos that's la'ezros Yisrael? So what is that? So if I read this right, that's also Mechemes Rishus. It's not, it's Mechemes Mitzvah. But I wonder if, I don't have clarity, but this, I'm not sure. But I wonder if the Ram also agrees that for him it doesn't apply to the Ptur of Kala Mechobasa. But in terms, there are different, the distinction, the fact that you wipe everyone out in Amalek and Zion Amim, and you don't, in other people, isn't just because there's a din to wipe them out. It's because there's something called the Mechemes. The Mechemes Mitzvah has two meanings. There's a Mechemes Mitzvah, a Mechemes, you wipe everyone out. That's a certain kind of Mechemes. Mechemes is just called every other kind of Mechemes. And then there's Mechemes Mitzvah, a Mechemes that you're mechuyev to do. So the Rambam thinks Midjan might have been Mechemes Mitzvah in terms of all the other halachos, but I'm just pointing out the Rambam that already you see in the Rambam the Lashonos can have different meanings. So that there's a different surah of Mechemes Mitzvah as opposed to a surah of Mechemes Rishus. And so in the Rabban, there might be the Pshat that Mechemes, and the Raivin maybe also, that Mechemes Midjan may have been Mitzuva on some level, but it wasn't necessarily a Mechemes Mitzvah. And certainly, I should add, according to the Peyush Rabban Al Torah, the second Pshat around that we said earlier, there was never a tzibah to fight a war at all. There was a tzad to just make trouble. And the Rabban says, of course, Baruch, who sort of that they ended up fighting a war. So feed that for sure. There was at that time they were in the middle of a war, but that wasn't the Mechemes Mitzvah. There was no Chiyuv B'chlal initially to have such war. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll have a good tevach.
Happy.